What's up, guys? How's everyone doing today? Todd, Kruger, and I are here to, I'm Pugs Dread, by the way. We're here to interview our friends who did this amazing movie that was part of our Slashmas extravaganza.
One of the finalists.
Yep.
I was going to say
went
that.
All the way. Okay.
My personal favorite. Our friends that made Christmas Cruelty. So we're going to do the trailer, and then we'll bring them on.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the trailer.
Hit it. Yes. Pitt and Ray, welcome to Flesh Rune Horror.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Dude, thank you guys for coming. We are so excited to talk to you. Even before you guys sent me the big package, I was like a champion of this movie, and you guys just put a cherry on top, and I want to thank you on air. You guys are the fucking best.
Thank you for fighting for our movie.
Yeah.
When I saw the final episode of 12 Days of Slashmas, I was really invested in the competition. Like, we were off the list, and you brought us back on, and you fought for us, and like
people. I wasn't budging.
No, and you're the reason why we made the top three. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, man.
That means a lot to us. It warms a filmmaker's heart.
Man, it was a pleasure finding this damn movie. Again, it caught me by surprise. I'm late to the game. It's been out for a few years, but man, now that it's here, I'm all in.
Yeah, it's impressive that anyone finds it at all.
It was a mission, but yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a way to buy it directly from you guys?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Okay, so yeah. If anybody's interested, hit them up and they'll get you a copy.
I think the guys at the Facebook
page. Contact Magne. So yeah. I don't know if we have any copies left.
No. Probably somewhere.
Yeah.
Reprint them with my quote. That was fucking cool.
Yeah. We're going to do that. The next batch is going to be with your quote.
Awesome. Can you guys tell me what part of, well, you both directed and wrote the story, but like, walk us through it.
Magne, the long-haired guy in the movie, he was the co-director.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Raymond. Is
everything else.
Yeah, he's in the movie, but he's more like an extra.
Yeah. Okay. So you might spot me one or two places, but...
Yeah, if you don't blink.
You have to look.
Yeah. So me and Magne started it, and... I wanted to do like a really dark exploration of a serial killer's mind. So I wanted to plan killing somebody and like do everything like that. And Magne told me that I was fucking insane and that he wouldn't let me do it. So I didn't. So we never got to really explore the really dark serial killer mind. So it's too bad that Raymond wasn't part of the project back then, because he's crazy enough to do it with me. So we would have been planning murder and stuff like that, buying weapons and all that good stuff. So he came on as a B camera operator.
Yeah.
And he was still in school. Yeah, you can tell how you got involved with
it. Well, I saw, I don't know, in the newspaper or something that you were making a film. And I was like, fuck yeah, I want to see how they do it. So I just thought I'd swing by one day, see, and leave. And we've been working together every day since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 years now.
Yeah, 11 almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Right on.
So that's how it started.
Very cool.
It was usually us against everybody else. So we were the ones agreeing on stuff.
Yeah,
on the sickest stuff. It was.
So you guys are the sickos. Okay, so the sequel's coming from you too. Great. I have a question.
We're working on a lot of projects lately.
Yeah.
All right. I noticed you have a lot of cool movie memorabilia in the movie posters and stuff. The Big Lebowski was a big one. Big Lebowski fan. Do you guys love that movie? Is that why I made it in? Okay.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Awesome. What about the music in the movie? I know, Kruger, you weren't too big on it, but it won you over by the end.
Yeah.
What was? Because it was like folky in the bar. How did that come about?
Yeah, we were trying to make music that fit the character of Magne. So we thought he would be like Southern rock kind of a guy. And we didn't want to do anything typical horror, so we stared away. I know you wanted like black metal, but that's very traditional in Norwegian horror movies.
Yeah.
So we figured, okay, we have to do something else. We didn't want to do anything scary or dark or anything. We didn't want to have jump scares. We wanted to make the movie like it was put together of the pieces that every other movie would cut out. Things that are extremely mundane and everyday stuff that everybody would not have in their movie because it's boring, and brutal stuff that's too crazy for a normal movie. You just put those two things together.
I think looking back on it, I actually appreciate it more now, because like it really does contrast like all the extreme content that we're seeing on screen. I mean, you know, babies are getting killed, people are getting raped, people's heads are getting, you know, bashed in with hammers. I mean, so looking back, it does really fit that. I my question is, who worked on all the effects? Because the gore and the practical effects in the movie, man, I mean, they are really, really impressive. I mean, but like the opening scene with the baby alone, like that's when I was fucking in. And I was like, there's no way that the rest of this movie can top that opening scene. But sure as shit, like the gore effects were absolutely phenomenal.
Well, thank you. The baby was one of those reborn dolls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it looked very real. Yeah. And it was made by this woman in Texas. And she sent like a four-letter page, handwritten letter, that she was so glad that her baby was going to Norway. It's such a beautiful country. She was sure I was a kind and nice person. I would take good care of it. And like a couple of weeks later, we split it in two with a circular saw.
did you guys send her a clip? I wouldn't.
No, we were wondering about sending her a picture, but no. That's maybe too fucked up.
Real quick, back to the music real quick. I wanted to add, it was very reminiscent of Last House on the Left with the...
Yeah.
Was that on purpose?
Yeah. Last House on the Left. There's some Cannibal Holocaust stuff there, some John Carpenter stuff.
Yeah.
So Magne is the musician. So I told him like, okay, make something Last House on the Left like, and something that is kind of like this song in... Cannibal Holocaust or something.
Very
from
cool.
The thing.
Fuck yeah. I gotta say, one of my favorite effects was when the Santa kicks the knife into the arm. Cause, like, it's not bad enough you stabbed it. It's in the arm. But you kick it, and now this motherfucker ain't moving anywhere.
Yeah.
That was fucking brilliant. How did that idea come about?
Well, that's just the way I think about things.
Like, you have already
to really to pin her to the door, so why not kick it in? And we even sent the stuntman to the hospital on that shot.
I think that was the only day we had to pause because of an injury.
Yeah, he almost lost a finger stabbing her, so he slipped in the knife because of the blood and almost cut his finger off.
Yeah.
Wow.
But well, he's dedicated. Okay. Because he knew it was going to happen.
And he kept working on the movie. But we aren't that great on safety and stuff like that. So then with the chainsaw, he don't see anything because he's wearing the Santa mask. And we have no protection or anything. It's just chainsaw going all over the place.
Oh, shit.
So hopefully he will hit most of the fake body parts, not too many real body parts.
Like this far from you or something?
Yeah, it was like 2 inches from my torso.
Damn. How long did it take to film?
A long time.
Oh, yeah.
Over 3 years.
Yeah, we started in filming in 2010.
Yeah.
And premiered in 2013.
Because we had to wait for people to have a day off and it had to work for everybody, and the effects took a long time. Okay. I never made effects like this before, so it took a long time to make all the bodies and fake heads and stuff like that.
Well, you fucking killed it, and it's fucking gorgeous, beautiful, and gross at the same time. So
thank you.
Well, so how long have you had the idea before we were able to make it?
Not very long. Magne was the electrician in my apartment, the same apartment we use in the movie. And we were just talking, and he said he wanted to make movies, and I said, yeah, I want to make movies also, so why don't we make a movie together? And, yeah, a couple of months later, we started making it.
That's fucking cool. See, that nothing to it but to do it. I appreciate
it. No. That's right.
You said you guys have projects coming up. Anything you can talk about?
Yeah. We have a very cool movie called Natasha Hall that's made by Joe Black in the U.S. So these last few weeks, we have been doing some Foley work on it, making sound effects and smashing dolls and food and breaking stuff and things like that.
So still in the horror genre?
No, that's not horror.
That's just for fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe isn't as sick as me and Raymond, so he actually hates Christmas cruelty.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I can support this
guy,
but
since he's your friend. Film, but it's a very good film.
Yeah.
And it reminds me a lot of the films that were made back in the 90s that made me want to be a filmmaker and the kind of movie I wanted to make. So it's very cool to be a part of that.
Right.
And
on.
We got like...
he's going to dub Headless Entanglement?
Yeah, he's going to dub Headless Entanglement to English.
Excellent.
We also have a movie we made with a guy called Bumdog Torres, Homeless Filmmakers of Hollywood, that we're trying to make a Norwegian version or edit it together for a Norwegian audience.
Yeah.
And what else do we got? We have a lot of stuff. Yeah. We have a documentary about us trying to make movies.
Fuck yeah, I want to see that. Any plans for a sequel to Christmas Cruelty?
Well, if somebody gives us enough money, we'll make anything.
Shoot me a number. I will fucking start a GoFundMe. We'll do this. I want to be in it. I would like to be in it. You guys can kill me. You can make me a partner. I don't give a fuck.
For real, or do we have to fake kill you?
Up to you.
Because most actors in Norway, they are very pussies when it comes to getting killed and cuffed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They never get to kill them for real, so
I'm willing to.
But we don't want to kill you.
Okay.
You're one of our supporters, so
we'll send Dan to you.
I was gonna say,
oh, perfect. He didn't even like Christmas Cruelty, so we
know, it's funny. He did. I talked to him about that, and he was like, he was in the middle. He didn't hate it, but but his
he didn't like it as good as Bikini.
Yeah, that was the
Christmas
thing.
Don't fucking. So, you're gonna give me PTSD for watching.
Which one was it?
The Bikini Bloodbath Christmas. Biggest
that's a three.
Okay, next subject.
So what was the initial reaction when you, like, the movie came out and people were actually able to see it? Were you getting, like, you know, because like I said, everything's so extreme and it's so fucked up that, like, I'm wondering how the audience, like, reacted to it at first.
Yeah, the guy playing the killer, he got some negative reactions. People like attack him in the stores and like, why did you be in this horrible movie and stuff like that. They never came to us. And we've been surprised because it was like a guy was 90 years old at the premiere.
Oh my God.
And we were like, oh my God, he's gonna hate this movie. And the day after he called me and I was like, okay, now I'm gonna really get it. And he was such a big fan. I'm like, I love the film. I just had to call you and tell you how much love the movie. And like middle-aged women, like in their 60s, have loved the movie.
Yeah.
It's been really strange. A lot of younger people have hated it, but we totally missed. We thought we would get another audience than we did.
I've been preaching that movie ever since I've seen it. Anyone who has a pair of ears, I'm letting them know. You have to watch it.
Thank you.
Don't wait till Christmas. Just watch it now. Anytime. It's fucking great.
Does it have any U.S. distribution? Or just...
No.
Okay, well, that needs to be
remedied. We almost had some U.S. distribution, but the message from the distributor ended up in our other Facebook message box, so we never saw it. And when we saw it, the company wasn't doing movies anymore.
I wonder if Stephen Biro's seen it, because it would definitely fit in the Unearthed Films like perfectly.
Yeah, that would be cool. a Norwegian movie.
Yeah,
we got to make sure we get him a copy.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, what horror movies influenced you guys?
It's a lot of the older stuff, like traditional, like Wes Craven, John Carpenter, Tobe Hooper, Romero, like the standard stuff.
Okay, right on. So no standout? Like, okay, what movie that influenced you that we would not expect?
Well, actually for Christmas Cruelty, the movies I gave Raymond, watch this to get ready for the movie. This is how I wanted to look and stuff, was Mean Streets and Taxi Driver by Martin Scorsese. Because I didn't want to have like a horror look to it. So those were the big inspirations on that movie.
Well, Scorsese has that same mentality of I need to get the shot. So if someone got hurt, he don't care either.
Right? Yeah. Right. All guys, and I really love those guys like Coppola and Scorsese that would just like go into the jungle and make their movie and sell their house and everything. I love that stuff.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Ray? Any favorite horror movies that inspired you?
No, not really. I never knew the story of this film either. I was just shooting it as I went along. Like
nobody knew.
Yeah, nobody.
Didn't have a script or anything.
No script. There was at the most, there was like a post-it note with the code that the killer is using in the store. Like, this is the code. That's the most we had of a script.
In some sense. We did have a script in some sense, but not for the killer.
Yeah, no. You never got a script.
No.
So I never really knew what the film was about.
No, nobody did.
Yeah, I helped them up with some of the crazier, more bloody scenes, just random ideas, but never anything to do with the story in that sense.
It was some weird conversations like, okay, today we really want to do the fire truck scene. Let's explain what that entails.
The best. Yeah, that's one of my favorite lines I've heard in recent years, honestly.
Yeah, so everybody hated that line. Nobody wanted to use it except me and Raymond.
I'm glad you guys got that final say, because that is great. Todd popped super hard.
We're just more stubborn than everyone else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, did they send you just a random meme like that he made with like a fire truck, and you guys didn't even get it?
We had
it didn't click.
It didn't click.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Because you saw it before we did, and then after we're like, this scene's fucking awesome. You're like, that's what you guys know, sold me.
Yeah, I didn't realize you hadn't watched it yet when I did. I think that was the case, but
yeah.
The guy who played the killer, how was his reaction to everything? Like, did he enjoy like doing it, or was it just like something he was indifferent?
He came to us and said he wanted to play a character that was really dark and evil, because he usually play very good guys. But I think he got a bit more than he bargained for, because he did not enjoy the most extreme stuff. We really freaked him out, because when he kills the main girl and he stabs her and stuff like that, we made a complete fake body. And he was stabbing it and like, he just freaked out afterwards. Like, it felt so real. It was like he was breathing and the knife is stuck in her and I could feel the muscles and everything. And he was just going around totally freaking out. And he went over to the body and put his hand on it. And I couldn't help myself. I was having one of those straws that could blow up her lungs. And I did. And she breathed as he did that. And he just lost it completely.
He was fucking sex like a blast.
She's alive!
There's footage of that. Make sure that hits the documentary.
I'm not sure if you have footage of that. Maybe.
I have no idea. Hope
so. And that guy, he's a church warden in real life.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Oh, my God. Dude.
The church did not like this movie.
No. Well, that I understand.
It's weird.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
So I actually compared him to like the Golden State Killer. Did that have any influence?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay, cool.
So a lot of Ramirez and Ed Kemper, Ted Bundy, Michael Bruce Ross, and Dennis Rader. I think those were the big serial killers we took inspiration from.
Okay.
And then we took like the fucked up editing that you guys didn't like.
I just tripped me out.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going. I was high. And I was just like, I got up, I stopped it, I went to check the file. I'm like,
that's awesome.
It was a whole thing.
That's from an interview with Tommy Lynn Sells. He was trying to describe what was going on in his mind. And he said, it's like his head is filled with broken glass. We tried to have like this broken glass effect in those scenes. And at least we annoyed people and put them in a mindset where they were angry, like the killer, and at least wanted to kill the editors.
Yeah.
Nice. And then when Homeboy makes the sandwich with the same knife he used to stab her, how did that come about? Because that's brilliant, and I would do the same thing if I was a murderer.
Yeah.
That's probably how it came about. That's what we would do.
Yeah, we wanted to mix very mundane, everyday stuff with brutal stuff. So it was, okay, I was hungry. Let's have him make some food, and it's cool if he used the bloody knife.
Everybody's got to eat.
It was, make a sandwich, take a break, take a little breather. It's hard work killing people, a lot harder than you think. So, cutting off somebody's head, it's hard work. Smashing in the head with a hammer. It's really hard work.
Dude, that hammer scene, man. I mean, it's like, I mean this honestly. I watch a lot of horror movies. I haven't seen that effective probably since like Nightmare and a Damaged Brain. So kudos to you. The way like the blood was coming through the eyes and oh my God, it was so fucking awesome.
There were still pieces of brain and skull in my ceiling in my apartment when I sold it.
That's great. That place was never cleaned. It was just filmed and left there.
And as far as like effects, did you teach yourself or?
Yeah, mostly. I had done some movies earlier and made some kind of bloody effects and stuff, and I contacted the guy who made the effects for a Norwegian zombie movie called Dead Snow. And he told me where to get some stuff and gave me some pointers, but then I just started making them myself.
Nice. The Dead Snow gave me a fat guy getting a blumpkin, and I thank that movie.
That's a great film.
Todd or Kruger?
Just out of curiosity, because I haven't seen many Norwegian horror films. Do you have any suggestions, any personal favorites outside of yours, of course?
Well, yeah. The Dead Snow films are high up on the list. And there's also some movies called Cold Prey. That's kind of like the Norwegian Friday the 13th ripoff.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Those are ones we'll definitely cover.
Yeah, we gotta check some of that out. Yeah, I'm interested. The whole Norwegian culture and everything that you implemented into Christmas Cruelty really made me interested.
Yeah, we have some. We have quite a few horror movies in Norway. So, what's the English title? I think it's Manhunt or something. In Norwegian, it's called Rovdyr. It's kind of like a Texas Chainsaw kind of a movie. That's also very good. Cool.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one. I want to.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm not sure if it's called Manhunt. Maybe.
It's called something.
Yeah. I'll find the title and send it to you. All
right. Who came up with the title Christmas Cruelty? Because isn't it in Norwegian, it's something else, right? Oh, Holy Night?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Holy Christmas in Norwegian. Christmas. Yeah. Okay. And that's kind of like a swear word and also like a religious thing. So we thought it would be kind of cool for the movie. And Christmas Cruelty was just when we needed an English title.
Okay.
Because Holy Christmas doesn't really work. Christmas Cruelty is much cooler.
Yeah.
But I like that better than the Norwegian title, so... Oh, we just call it Christmas Cruelty all the time.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah.
How was it getting murdered by him in the movie?
Well, it was kind of scary. It was like a 50-50 if I was going to get killed for real or not. So we saved that shot for the last day of shooting. And I also read this bill into the camera that... if I was killed during this scene, then I didn't blame any of the other people. It was my idea. And if they wanted to use it in the movie, then they could. Awesome. And also I said that Raymond, I gave him the task of editing that scene because he would use the scene of me getting killed.
Definitely.
Yeah. Those other guys, they would never put that in the movie, but he would.
If it looked good, it would have been in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ray, you and me are on the same team.
I'm already dead, so why not use it?
Well, we would have used every bit of you.
Oh, yeah.
Was there any ideas that you did not use for this movie that you really wanted to, that you want to talk about, or in case you want to save it?
No, that's fine. Okay. The opening scene, we really wanted to have like a small poodle, a white poodle, attacking the killer while he was raping the mom, and then put the poodle in a blender, and the poodle standing his legs getting shorter and shorter.
Oh, my God.
Because we wanted to kill a dog and a baby in the opening scene just to tell people, like, we're breaking all the rules. Fuck you guys.
Well, that's hilarious you mentioned the blender, because Alex Aja wanted to put a cat in a blender in his Hills Have Eyes movie, but Wes Craven's like, Americans will do that. Don't do it. Yeah. You're on the same level, man.
The reason we didn't do it was because we couldn't get a dog. Nobody would lend us a dog.
A baby, no problem.
Yeah, they wouldn't lend us a dog.
Excellent. How was filming that rape scene, though? Like, in front of an audience of a family. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. We were... kind of used to it by then because we didn't film the opening scene until late in the production.
But we
filmed that at my mom's house. At her kitchen. Yeah.
That's
and
great.
She had like a handyman working on some stuff outside. And he heard like somebody getting raped, and sometimes the door would go open so people could go out and have a smoke, and he would see people being taped up sitting there. So he was kind of freaked out. So when my mom got back, he was like, what is going on inside this house? Oh, it's my son. He's making a movie. Okay.
You can sign an NDA. You can't tell anybody what you saw. Not yet. No. Very cool.
Oh, there's blood everywhere. After
baby. Yeah. There was a lot of blood in that baby. So I filled that reborn doll with blood. And the first time I filled it too much, so it exploded. And I was filling it in my bathroom. And I was sitting there with a dead baby in my lap and blood everywhere. And I was seeing my reflection in the mirror and like, what the hell am I doing?
How did I get here?
This can't be good.
Do you still have pieces of that baby from the movie?
No, we gave it away to a fan in the UK.
Oh, nice.
Right on. I hope it's well taken care of. In one whole piece?
Yeah.
In pieces.
He probably took better care of it than we did.
Sacrifices must be made for art.
Yeah. That was kind of a funny story when we were buying the circular saw to kill the baby. It was me and the stuntman at the hardware store, and we were just talking normally, like, oh, do you think this saw will handle all the blood, and is the blade big enough to get through the body and stuff like that? And then I said something like, you have to remember, it's just a baby we're killing. And we heard a gasp, like, we turned around, and there was a guy with a small baby. And he just ran away from us, and like, okay, we can't start to chase him. We just have to leave before the cops come here.
It's time to go.
Yeah. We can't buy the circular saw in this store.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Did you guys have a premiere where, like, you had, like, a big theater and brought all your friends to check it out?
Yeah, we did at the local movie theater, and we arrived in a fire truck.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. Cool.
That's amazing.
And the mayor introduced the movie, and we gave him a toy fire truck like the one we gave you.
Yeah, dude.
And he didn't connect it with the scene in the movie. So we met him like several weeks after, and I was talking with this girl, and she was like, oh, you're so sick, that fucking fire truck scene, that was so messed up. And he was like, that's why you gave me a fire truck. Oh, you sick people.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. So, in that crowd, were they hooting and hollering? Were they booing? Were they just in awe? What was that? What was the crowd like?
A little bit of both. Yeah. In some scenes, you could feel like the pain going through the audience, like, oh. But they were laughing in some places, and they had a good time. It was a really fun screening,
Nobody kicked their asses afterwards.
No.
So, that's a good night.
Yeah.
So, you got the reactions you wanted. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I loved it because we went in not really expecting. We didn't know what to expect. It had a cool title. It made, I can't remember what Christmas list we found it in when we were trying to pull titles and do stuff we hadn't heard of. And yours just stood out. I don't remember there being a lot of description when we were trying to find out stuff about it. But I remember it mentioned the gore and it was extreme. So we were all in, we had no idea what we were getting into. And
we're so surprised that it made it all the way to the U.S. This was supposed to be our film school. We were just going to make a movie that was very challenging for us.
We have done no promotion.
Yeah. So we just wanted to evolve as filmmakers and like, okay, let's see if we can take all the main characters and make them really unlikable people, but try to get people to care about them anyway. So we have Magne, who is like rude as fuck. And you have a fat guy in a wheelchair, and everybody who's in Texas Chainsaw knows that you don't like those guys. Yeah. And we had the main girl who all of her dialogue is exposition. She's just talking about Krampus, and it's just exposition, everything she says. So that was kind of our goal with the movie, just make it so difficult as we could to make so we would become better filmmakers. We didn't think anybody would see the film afterwards. So when it started popping up in the US and stuff like that, we were really surprised.
Yeah.
And then we saw on YouTube, somebody had dubbed the entire film to Russian.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
No shit.
Uh-oh, I feel a film project coming on.
Oh, I volunteered.
Here, it just clicked.
Yeah. Oh, that's the red fire truck. It just clicked.
Yeah.
I volunteer. If you need a voice.
Yeah, for sure. That's fuck great.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, the Santa Claus is one of the most violent fucking people I've seen on screen in a Christmas movie and outside of Christmas movie ever. Just fuck yeah for making him.
The actor, he did a very good job.
Oh, yeah.
And also the stunt guy who is doing most of the kills when the killer wears his Santa mask. He did a great job. He was like a Terminator. You could program him and he would do exactly what you wanted every single time. And it was like, okay, 2 inches more to the left and 10% slower. And he did it perfect every time.
And it's fun having the killer in the audience when you premiere it. He's like, is that what I was doing?
Yeah.
When did I do that? I've never seen that. Like, yeah, calm down, calm down.
So Tormod, who played the killer, he couldn't watch it, so he had to leave during the screening. What the hell am I doing? I can't watch this. And he just left.
What part in? Because I'm assuming like right after the baby scene.
No, it was at the, I think it was probably at the fire truck scene or something.
I think so.
Yeah. Because he did know everything in the baby scene because that's all him. He doesn't wear a mask. So that's, he knew he was killing babies and stuff like that. And that didn't bother him.
He's a religious man after
that. Yeah. After people are born, you can kill them.
Yeah. Pretty solid stance.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, fuck. I had a question I forgot.
Kurt, so, like, overall, like, you have fans all over for this movie, right? You said UK.
Yeah.
You know, you have us in the US. Like, is there any, like, weird country that you didn't think it would ever reach that it actually made it to?
Somebody ordered it to Antarctica.
Wow.
We didn't expect that.
That's awesome.
That's fucking rad.
We figured maybe the Germans would like this movie, but
and they do.
Yeah, and they do. But people all over the world, New Zealand and yeah, everywhere. You especially know, US.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the UK, and I know we just watched a film that dealt with the video nasties. Did this get any kind of distribution there? Because I'd love to see how the censors handled this.
No.
It was just direct purchase through you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is like a company that distributes pretty much every underground Norwegian movie except ours.
That's a badge of honor.
Right. It was the first one they didn't distribute, I think.
I still can't remember that fucking question I had. Damn it.
Well, while we do that, the guy sent me a preview of an upcoming project. Why don't we play that? And then maybe it'll jog your memory where you're, what you're going to ask.
Hopefully.
All right.
Good.
Let's see this.
And if you don't hear the countdown part, then I screwed up, but I'm pretty sure I got the sound right. So, all right. Let's go for it. You hear it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm in already.
Yeah, me too. Fucking mask is creepy.
Yes!
Fuck yes.
This Easter cruelty? I'm gonna lose my kid. Like a boss.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm so excited. finally Easter is going to have a proper slasher.
Dude. I cannot tell you how fucking excited I am for this. Yeah, me like, too. This is, it's already my favorite movie of the year whenever it comes out.
It's coming out this year.
Yeah, actually, oh, this year.
Fuck yeah.
You know how hard it was for me to keep that from you too?
Because like I saw the eyes on the bunny mask and I was like, that looks familiar. Like that kind of looks like the Santa mask. Fucking dude, I'm so in. I can't wait to see what you sick fucks make. Like I'm yes. really excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be a pretty sick movie.
yeah.
So it's, was this this
something
was
for the Christmas cruelty fans, definitely.
Oh, this is so exciting. Well, this was the movie you guys were just working on then?
Yeah, yeah. We're still working on it. We had to start filming because of the house burning down. That was like an exercise for the fire department. We had very little time to get ready to film that, so I was making the costume the night before filming that stuff. Like, okay, I have to finish this shit.
Fucking A plus job on the mask. It's creepy as hell, and I'm so excited to see. Because, like I said, there. To be honest with you, there is. That's awesome. Yeah, I love it, man. Yeah, because to be honest with you, there isn't a really good Easter slasher. So
no, and like Easter is perfect for slasher. It's a holiday dedicated to like suffering, pain. Mm-hmm. Torturing to death of a delusional carpenter. It's perfect for a slasher.
And I'm guessing that was the world premiere of that one, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We wanted to save that for you guys. So we haven't said what we've been working on. We're saving that for Fleshman features.
Thank you so much.
So much. This is fucking awesome. And I guarantee that movie's going to be fucking amazing. Like,
and we hope so.
I'm sure
I half as cool as Christmas Cruelty, man. I'm already a fucking it's good. Yeah, house money.
Contacted by a producer in Tokyo who wanted us to make this sequel. Wow. And he wanted us to finish it this year. So usually we spend like 3-4 years making this movie. So we have very short time compared to what we usually got. But hopefully it will be cool anyway.
Yeah.
So when is like your targeted release date?
October.
Yeah, October.
Awesome.
That's not far off.
No, and we haven't really started filming yet, and we still are waiting for the stuff we need to make the special effects. Yeah. Everything is so slow these days.
Well, if it's out in time, we definitely need to put it on Slashtober for sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll do our best.
I thought still
it would be fun with the challenge. Like, okay, we have a short time and we have little money to make it for. So that's a nice challenge. And we didn't do the budget thing right, but we're hoping to do the time thing right.
I have nothing but faith and confidence in you, gentlemen. You guys are going to knock it out of the park. That Thank little thing alone, fucking awesome. I'm at a loss. That's fucking cool. I can't believe I'm going to get a continuation of the story because that dude's fucking, that guy's a monster and I love him so much.
It was fun shooting with Tormod again.
Oh, yeah. It's very fun to shoot with Tormod again. Fuck yeah. It was fun actually doing something practical again.
That's true.
Because and he had no problem putting those killer pants back on.
Well, it's new ones, so
he was ready.
It couldn't have been any bigger because those are the largest bunny suits we could get, and he filled those out pretty good. So,
man, I can't wait to see what you sick fuckers come up with. Like, just the ideas alone, I'm like, you guys are fucking.
Yeah, see, like since now that the trailer's over, like in my head, I'm just like picturing different scenarios of what this fucker is just gonna do to these poor people. I can't wait.
And so the script's written and everything's done?
No, we haven't started writing the script yet.
Okay.
We have some ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we are making props and special effects stuff. That's what we're spending most of the time on, yeah.
Well, I'm going to suggest one thing. A pregnant lady doing one of those pregnancy reveals. You just have her belly painted like an egg. Crack it open. That'd be kind of cool. Ovaries or eggs.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, sure.
By all means. Yeah. Whatever you want. If you want more, you know where to find me.
We'll give you a call.
All right.
We'll get a pen.
Yeah.
So fucking cool. I'm excited. That threw me off. I'm literally so fucking stoked to have a fucking sequel.
I figured you
would be the best guys to show this to the first time.
Yeah, you did a good job keeping that from us.
That was hard. Yeah.
Bravo, yeah, time.
It was hard. Especially you asking us if we were doing something new. Like,
What you guys think? That?
Nothing horror that I can think of.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I probably need to jog your memory of what you're trying to think of.
No, not at all.
Well, I can't wait. And I hope it does well so we can get Thanksgiving cruelty or fucking whatever the hell else you guys could come up with. I want one for every holiday.
Yeah, there's a lot of holidays. So.
Fuck yes.
Our track record when it comes to making money isn't all that good, so it probably won't do very well. But we finally got somebody who wanted to give us money to make a movie, so we're happy.
Yeah. We got to be friends with that guy because that guy's got good taste. Fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty good here because I can't think now. All I want to do is talk Eastern Cruelty. Is that going to be the official name, or are you going to have a Norwegian name too?
No, it's just going to be Eastern Cruelty. We don't care about the Norwegian audience anymore.
That's all right.
We are aiming for Hollywood.
The Hollywood premiere. Flesh Wound will be there, and we'll be waving your flag for sure.
Perfect.
Our last premiere was in Colorado.
Yeah. Because Christmas Cruelty got really popular at this great video store in Fort Collins called the Gorehounds Playground. It's the best video store I've ever been to, and they're still running. And Christmas Cruelty made it to the most popular list of movies, rentals up there for some reason. So... we had decided to have the world premiere of Headless Entanglement at that store. So we went to Colorado. We flew 5,000 miles and
something.
The premiere in Colorado, and it was the best screening we've ever had.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Did a double feature. So Christmas Cruelty Friday, Headless Entanglement Saturday.
Yeah.
Awesome. Fuck yeah.
Well, if you guys ever come down that area again, I'm fucking taking a road trip for sure.
Same.
Okay, yeah. We're going to LA as soon as they will let us. That's for sure. We miss that place like hell.
Well, we're gonna definitely meet up. Go to New Beverly.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, anything else you guys would like to share before we start wrapping it up? Because we ended on a fucking high note. That's fucking.
Well, we do show off the shirt. Remember. They're now available exclusively in our store.
That's cool. That's damn cool.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So.
I love how his pants are down. That's fucking.
That's the best part. So exclusively.
Yeah, and it's based on the idea from Todd.
Mine wasn't going to be that advanced. I was just going to put the text on his shirt.
We got the guy who played the killer in the movie to pose for that picture. Oh, and I drew him. And it's the same fire truck that Bugs got.
Oh,
same one.
Awesome. Fuck yeah. So be sure to grab those shirts and thank you for rocking our shirt too, Fleshman Horror. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Christmas Cruelty. Thank you, gentlemen, so very fucking much.
Thank you
for being cool, the gifts, and just for making this movie and now this franchise that I'm gonna watch every fucking season. You guys are just fucking awesome, and I can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Todd Kruger.
Yeah, just thanks for coming on. Thanks for giving us that trailer, because I'm hyped
for having us.
And just like Pug said, it's really cool when a director will come and talk to the fans about a movie that we all really enjoy. So just being cool and down to earth, we really appreciate it a lot.
It's reviewers like you that has made this movie spread all over the world, so it means a lot to us. I haven't spent $1 on marketing or anything. So it's you guys spreading the word. So we appreciate it so much.
We will keep keeping that word out.
Oh, thank you.
God damn right. So tell everyone on social media where they can find you.
Facebook?
Probably. Yeah. I think we're everywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
There is a specific...
You can come to Norway if you don't mind traveling 5,000 miles to a small town in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. When you get there, you can just ask around. Have you seen Pitt?
Yeah.
Over there somewhere.
Until we release Headless Entanglement. We're making fun of ISIS in that movie, so we probably have to move to an undisclosed location somewhere. Then you can't find us anymore.
You guys can crash on my couch. It's all good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, come to the States. We got you.
Okay, yeah, we want to go to the States.
Cool. All right, then. Again, thank you guys very much for coming on. Christmas Cruelty.
Oh, thank you.
Fucking awesome. Headless Entanglement, make sure you guys check that out. And then when Easter Cruelty comes out, you guys got to come back on.
Oh, yeah. We'll be here whenever you want us.
Fuck yeah. All right. Well, with that being said, thanks again. And I'm still fucking flabbergasted. We're in a new fucking movie. So, adios, Todd.
Adios.
Adios, man.
Good night. Thank you. Stay sick, motherfuckers.
We will.
Always.